Good morning. Here is one of the shortest but most popular stories in the Cuban culture. A man driving at night on an isolated road has a flat tire. He pulls over to the side of the road, and to make things worse, he realizes he doesn't have a hydraulic jack. The man sees a light far into the woods and goes for help. Halfway, he starts thinking, what if it's not a house? But he keeps walking towards the light. Then he thinks, what if the man doesn't have a hydraulic jack? But he keeps walking. Finally, he sees that it is a house, but he doesn't believe that the people will be nice enough to let him borrow the hydraulic jack. All of this is going in his head. If they have one. Once he's at the door and in a very upset mood, he knocks, and when the door opens, he says to the guy, you know what? I don't even care if you have a hydraulic jack. And it's fine. If you don't want me to borrow it, you can keep it. And having said that, he turns back and returns to his car. I thought this story was perfect to illustrate how we act and react when we walk the roads of our lives without an open heart. Today is the third Sunday in Lent. You've already heard, probably more than once, that Lent is always a spiritual journey with Jesus to Jerusalem. But brothers and sisters, without an open heart, how could we make sense of what awaits Jesus in Jerusalem? Most of us are here because we've seen a light in this place, in the worshiping together and in the scriptures. We've come for help. But sometimes, like the man in our Cuban story, we are so upset with ourselves or with what's going on in the world, with good reasons, I would say, that we put ourselves at risk of making the trip every week and going back home the same. It is easy to build invisible walls around us, around ourselves, that prevent us from seeing the grace of God at work in our lives. And Lent is all about allowing the grace of God to transform us. Lent is about repentance and new beginnings. Lent is all about opening our hearts to God. I want to interpret the scriptures for you today through the lens of our Lenten theme, open our hearts, O Lord. I believe that when we truly open our hearts to God, we make room in our lives for transformation. Let me start with Moses, whom we know very well from the scripture. God asked Moses to lead the people of Israel out of slavery in Egypt. At first, Moses said, no. Actually, he literally said, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? God's answer was a beautiful one. It was all Moses needed to hear to truly open his heart to God's call. God simply said to him, go, I will be with you. I will be with you. And that's how the path from slavery to freedom started for the people of God, with one leader who opened his heart to God and trusted God to take the lid without knowing the details, just opening his heart to God, to God's work. With all that's going on around the globe right now, especially in Ukraine, we are constantly tempted to close our hearts for our own protection and to kind of play the game of the Cuban guy with a flat tire in our own heads, right? What if? But that's not what God wants for us or what the world needs from us. What we need is to pray daily that God will continue to open our hearts to his call and to remember daily that he is with us. In today's gospel lesson, some people told Jesus about the atrocities that Pilate had committed against the Galileans and about those that were crushed by the tower at Siloam. Jesus, knowing his own culture and what was in their heads, didn't join his fellow Galileans in self-righteous anger, which could have been easy, but not helpful. He did not allow them to be defined by their enemies. Instead, he deconstructed a cultural belief that human suffering was punishment for sin. He said, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way, they were worse sinners than all other Galileans?" No. No, they were not. But unless you repent, which translates, unless you change, unless you open your heart to God and turn back to God, you will also die. We still live in a world where suffering, especially the suffering of innocent and good people, makes no sense. And we struggle with it. We're no different than Jesus' fellow Galileans. We want answers. And we want to find something or someone to blame. But instead, Jesus invites us to look into our hearts and souls where we can make room for him to transform us. In order to better explain this to his fellow Galileans, Jesus shares the parable of the fig tree with them. The owner of the vineyard wants to cut a fig tree because it hasn't borne fruit for years. The gardener asked the owner for a final chance, for another opportunity. And more than asking, he gets involved in the process. He tells the owner, "Let me dig around the roots and apply manure. Let me care for the tree one more year." Brothers and sisters, it is the gardener. It is the gardener who provides the possibility of fruitfulness. The tree is fruitless, yes. And to the eyes of the world, it may be wasting time and soil. But the gardener asks for another chance, for a new beginning, for another opportunity. And that's what Lent is all about. It is Jesus Christ, the true gardener, inviting us to open our hearts to him, offering us, each one of us, a new opportunity, a new beginning, and inviting us to embrace his grace. Jesus, the true gardener, knows we cannot bear fruit by ourselves alone, and he gets involved in the process. We know how involved he got, even with his own life. The true gardener is with us, just as God told Moses, Jesus tells us today, I am with you. I am with you. We are literally halfway into our Lenten journey. We also have in these holy days of Lent another opportunity. More than another opportunity, we have many opportunities to continue to bear fruit and to trust the work that the gardener is doing in each one of our lives. Sometimes you just have to be patient. We need to open our hearts to the grace of God and to allow room for His grace to transform us. When we do that, the gardener works our dry roots. He applies manure and nurture our souls. This is key to our faith and to the world, because the same world, this is a paradox, but the same world that tempts us to lose hope and to go our own ways needs us to respond with grace and with hope. The world needs to find in each one of us people with open hearts. And yes, I know when we open our hearts to God and to others, especially to others, we become vulnerable and sometimes we are hurt. But here's another paradox. At the same time, we become strong and we love more and we love better. Lent is another opportunity to come closer to God, to believe that He is with us. And I hope we do, despite of what's going on in the world right now. Going back to the men in the Cuban story, the light that we have seen in this place is real. It is the light of Christ. And we are here because we need His help. All we need to do is to come with open hearts. Believe me, He can mend our lives. He can make us bear abundant fruit. He can get us rolling again full speed. But we need to open our hearts and to trust that He is with us. Open our hearts, O Lord. Amen.